Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Pius V. And this was the Pope that whose job it was to implement the Council of Trent. And if we think that recent popes have had difficulties in getting bishops to properly implement the Second Vatican Council, Pius V had his share of problems with implementing the historic Council of Trent more than four centuries ago. During his papacy, which lasted from 1566 to 1572, he was faced with the almost overwhelming responsibility of getting a shattered and scattered church back on its feet. There was the family of God. The church was shaken by corruption, by the Protestant revolt. There was a constant threat of a Muslim invasion. And no, I'm not reading yesterday's paper, although our present Holy Father is facing many of the same difficulties today. The only difference is that those who dissented from church teaching back then at least had the decency to leave and start their own church, whereas those dissenting from church teaching today remain within the bosom of Holy Mother Church and try to force her to change the teachings of Jesus, which we know will not happen. As I mentioned, Pius V was elected in 1566. This was 3 years after the close of the Council of Trent, and he was charged with implementing the reforms called for by the council. He ordered the founding of seminaries, the proper, for the proper training of priests. He published a new missal, a new breviary. He established the confraternity of Christian doctrine. I don't know if maybe not too many parishes still call it CCDs, but that's what those initials stand for, classes for the youth. And St. Pius V zealously enforced legislation against abuses in the church, just as our previous Holy Father and our present Holy Father have written documents addressing abuses in the church today. So he also patiently served the sick and the poor by building hospitals and providing food for the hungry. He would actually take the money that was customarily used for papal banquets and give it to the poor Roman converts. And Pius V was a Dominican friar, and he actually remained or made the decision to keep wearing his Dominican habit, which led to the custom of the Pope wearing a white cassock, because the Dominican habit is, of course, white. So at this time, there was great conflict between the governments in Europe and the Holy See. There was opposition from England's Queen Elizabeth and from the Roman Emperor Maximilian II. Problems in France and the Netherlands, which also hindered our Holy Father's hopes for a Europe that was united against the Muslims. But it was only at the last minute that he was able to organize a fleet, which won a decisive victory in the Gulf of Lepanto, which is off of Greece. That was on October 7th, 1571. The Holy Father had sent out an urgent plea for everyone to pray the rosary, and it was through the miraculous intervention of Our Lady at this battle, which caused our Holy Father to order that the Feast of the Holy Rosary be observed every year on the first Saturday in October, which this feast has now been transferred to October 7th, which, as I mentioned, was the date of the victory of that battle at Lepanto. So we see that the church is facing many of these same problems today. So let us pray to St. Pius V that he intercede for our Holy Father to enable him to also face these problems with the courage of an apostle. We're very blessed to have our Benedict XVI at the helm of Peter's bark today. So, but we know he needs all the help he can get. So let us support him with a love of his office, with a love of the church that Pius V had, and follow his example of denying himself, of praying and sacrificing, so that God would answer our prayers for a united Christian world.